From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed an interest in visiting South Korea at a historic summit today with his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in. VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul says South Koreans are optimistic about the summit.
More so probably than in the United States, where at least from my distance, I'm hearing a lot of skepticism. I think there's a lot of support for the outreach to North Korea here. I mean, President Moon was elected last year with a very strong majority. And so I think people are somewhat optimistic, but you know, people here, they don't get too freaked out. Tensions are high. And I don't think they're buying totally into the fact that this is a life-changing historic event.
This is the first inter-Korean summit in more than a decade and comes as the world attempts to get the North to drop its nuclear and missile program. UN envoy for the Middle East peace process, Nikolai Bladenov, warns the Gaza Strip could erupt into conflict and urged de-escalation.
Israel must relax movement and access restrictions on Gaza to enable the economy to recover, with due consideration to its legitimate security concerns.
Palestinians have been demonstrating to push for a return of Palestinian refugees to Israel. UN says 35 Palestinians have been killed in this recent protest. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made thus far on any U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, but he said Washington is working with European allies and others to see if there is a way to improve the pact. This is VOA News. Former Central Intelligence Agency Director here in the U.S., Mike Pompeo, has been sworn in as Secretary of State after a divided Senate vote of 57-42 to confirm President Trump's nominee. Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters is not a supporter of Pompeo.
I do not believe that Director Pompeo has the necessary experience, diplomatic skills, and values required to be the Secretary of State.
Bob Corker is a Republican senator from Tennessee.
I don't know of a person in the United States of America that could have more current knowledge about what is happening around the world in his current role.
Pompeo replaces Rex Tillerson, who was fired last month by President Trump. He now heads to Haiti, NATO. He's doing that today for a summit and then off to Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan. U.S. lawmakers closely scrutinizing Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt for ethics and spending scandals that had led to partisan calls for him to step down or be fired. Sagar Magani has our report.
Pruitt's faced negative headlines about his outsized security force, lavish travel spending, and a sweetheart condo lease. At a House hearing, he called the accusations half-truths, twisted allegations aimed at undermining the administration's regulatory agenda.
Facts are facts and fiction is fiction.
But Democrats like New Jersey's Frank Pallone say several investigations into Pruitt will reveal the truth.
That you are unfit to hold public office.
The panel's Republicans generally rallied around Pruitt and his EPA work, but some said the allegations cannot be ignored. President Trump has publicly backed Pruitt, but privately, officials here say Pruitt's job is in serious trouble. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a one-time friend in 2004, which could send him to prison for the rest of his life. Cosby accuser Victoria Valentino says she's grateful for the verdict.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are vindicated, we are validated, and we are now part of the tsunami of women's power and justice. We are not shutting up and we're not going away. Get over it.
In all, more than 60 women have accused Cosby of sexually assaulting them over several decades. 80-year-old Cosby stared straight ahead when the jury announced its verdict, but moments later lashed out at the prosecutor, calling the prosecutor after he had asked the Cosby be immediately jailed because he might flee. That is, the judge said, no, that won't happen, and he is free pending sentencing. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.